Hi everyone, I'm Pat.
Hi, I'm Laura.
So Laura, what kind of music do you like to listen to?
Jazz.
Jazz?
How about you, Pat?
Well, I like many kinds of different music, though pop music isn't one of them.
Okay.
All right, so my next question is, when do you usually listen to music?
Good question.Anytime, really. Before I go to bed, in the shower,
I sing along. You sing? Oh,
right,
okay.
When I'm writing my teaching plans.
Right.
And what's your answer, Pat?
Well, I always listen to music when I'm going somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Either going to work, going home, or riding the MRT somewhere.
MRT.
And I usually listen to music when I'm cooking as well.
Oh, you cook?
Yeah.
Wow.
Music makes me cook better,
right.
I think.
Now, did you use to listen to music when you did your homework at school?
Yes, I did. I think it keeps you from getting bored while you're studying. So we're going to be talking about that in today's lesson.
Okay.
So let's start now.
Plus Encyclopedia.
Music. Music and mind.
What is the best music to listen to while studying? A. Baroque and Mozart. B. K-pop. C. Christmas carols.The answer is A, Baroque and Mozart. Listening to Mozart and Baroque music can help you learn better. Some benefits are higher test scores, shorter learning time, and fewer mistakes. Dr. Lozanov proved this when he studied a group of students. The students learned a foreign language faster when they listened to Baroque music.Why do these types of music help, but not others? It's because they have 60 beats per minute. This rhythm makes both sides of the brain work. When a person uses both sides of the brain at the same time, they can remember more information.
Music.
Classical music. Classical music.Jazz. Jazz. Country music. Country music. Hip hop music. Hip hop music. Rock and roll. Rock and roll.
So today's question is,What is the best music to listen to while studying?
Oh, so that's what you were talking about it. Okay. 所以今天要问的问题是，你们猜一猜哪一个是读书时候聆听的最佳音乐呢？ Do we have any choices?
Yeah, let's take a look at the choices. Is it A, Baroque and Mozart, B, K-pop, or C, Christmas carols?Let's take a look at these answers. A is Mozart, a famous composer. And Baroque, B-A-R-O-Q-U-E, Baroque. Baroque music comes from the 17th and 18th centuries. So we're talking older classical music here.
OK, 所以首先我们来看一下选项 A 哦。提到呢就是呢 Actually, I love Mozart out of the classical composers and musicians. He's my favorite, Mozart, 就是莫扎特。或者呢还有 Baroque, 就是巴洛克式的音乐。So that's A. What about B?
Well, answer B is K-pop or Korean pop music.I'm sure you guys out there know plenty of K-pop singers and groups.
Actually, I just talked with Jeffrey about Big Bang! And everybody's like really crazy about it nowadays. Okay, 所以 B 的时候呢有没有可能是这个答案选项呢就是韩国流行乐。那我们都知道 K-pop 其中的 pop 那就是指 popular， 就是很流行。那 K 当然就是 Korean， 就是韩国这样子的意思啦。And what about C? What's choice C?
Well, C is Christmas carols. A carol, C-A-R-O-L, carol is a traditional Christmas song, like Silent Night, or We Wish You a Merry Christmas. A tradition in England is for people to go around the neighborhood at Christmas time and sing carols outside people's houses.
Aw, that's really sweet. Mm-hmm. Actually, my favorite Christmas carol is...You better watch out, you better not pout, yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm getting my voice back again. Christmas carols 就是圣诞的一些诗歌这样子的意思。So there is A, B, C. Okay, so...
Which one do you think the answer is? I think it's C. Christmas carols must put you in a good mood, like Christmas time.
Yeah, because you kind of expect Christmas, you know, coming. I think it's...B for K-pop, because I mean, a lot of people listen to K-pop when they are studying, I think.
Well, actually, the answer is A, Baroque and Mozart.
We both got the answer wrong.
Again.
所以答案是什么呢 ?A 就是巴洛克式与莫扎特。But perhaps we're wondering why.
Yeah, let's find out more. The article says...Listening to Mozart and Baroque music can help you learn better. Some benefits are higher test scores, shorter learning time, and fewer mistakes.
Wow, and that's why I did pretty okay at school, because I love Mozart the most. Okay.所以呢，原来聆听这个莫扎特还有巴洛克式的音乐呢，大家同学们要学起来要怎么样？它是有助于学习。那我们呢，其中一些益处就是好处呢，就像是呢，你可以获得比较高的考试成绩啦，或者是你会花比较短的时间这个学习时间，还有呢，竟然还会减少错误。How good is that?
We saw the word benefit there. A benefit, B-E-N-E-F-I-T.Benefit is something that is good, or something that gives you an advantage. For example, we could say that the benefits of exercise are being thinner, healthier, and finding it easier to go to sleep.
We all know the benefits, but we don't really do them, right? Okay, so benefits is 什么呢？就是好处啦，或者是利益，还有优势这样的意思。像是刚刚提到的 benefits of exercising regularly， 就是说这个运动规律的运动的一些好处。Or the benefits, there are a lot of benefits if you go to bed early.
Yes.
如果早点去上床睡觉。还有呢，常常我们会提到怎么样 the benefits of fresh air and sunshine， 就是要多呼吸新鲜空气，还有多晒阳光。These are all great things for you. They're the good things.
Yeah, somebody must have done some studies to find out which music was the best. That person was a man called Dr. Lozanoff. The article says Dr. Lozanoff proved this when he studied a group of students.
Okay, can you pronounce his name again?
Dr. Lozanoff?
Lozanoff?
Not really sure.
Okay, 所以这位博士的名字 Dr. Lozanoff, 他在实验一群学生的时候呢就证明了这项理论，所以他是真的哦，你们也可以试试看哦，一边读书一边听这个莫扎特的音乐。
If you prove, P-R-O-V-E, prove something,You show that it is true. No one can argue with something if you prove it. So you could say, the teacher proved that Danny had cheated on his homework when she saw that he had the same answers as Brian. No cheating!
Yeah! Cheating 是什么呢？就是作弊，所以千万不能这样子做哦。OK, 被老师查证发现之后可不好咯。那我们来看一下刚刚提到的 prove。注意它的拼法是 P-R-O-V-E, 它是一个动词，表示证明或是证实这样的意思哦。那大家同学们可能常常会把它跟另外一个字搞混，另外一个字就是 proof, P-R-O-O-F, 发音有点点不同 ,proof, OK, 是 F 的音，那这是一个名词 ,that's a noun.
And here's something else Dr. Lozanoff found. The students learned a foreign language faster,When they listen to Baroque music. Foreign, F-O-R-E-I-G-N, foreign, describes something that comes from another country.
Hmm.
So for you guys, English is a foreign language.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, Chinese is a foreign language.
Of course. Okay. So, 我们听着如果巴洛克是音乐的学生呢，竟然呢有证实说在学习外语上的速度比较快耶。OK, 那我们来看一下 foreign 这个字、mm-hmm. 它是个形容词 ,F-O-R-E-I-G-N, 就是外国的。所以我们常常会提到比如说外国来的观光客啦就是 foreign visitor,、
mm-hmm.
或者有的人他可能有一些国外的口音那你就可以称它为 foreign accent, A-C-C-E-N-T, 就是口音。那当然咯你要学习外语英文就是Foreign languages.
Mm. Now let's find out why Baroque music is good. So why do these types of music help but not others, the article says.
Mm.
It is because they have 60 beats per minute. A musical beat, B-E-A-T, beat, is something that makes time, like a drum beat.
Mm.
So here are four beats. So 60 beats per minute isn't too fast, one per second.
Hmm, yeah, that's not too fast.
Mm.
Okay, 所以大家可能好奇为什么这类型的音乐可以帮助学习呢？那其他类型的音乐却不行呢？ Okay, 所以我们提到原来是拍子上的问题，所以它一分钟就会有60个拍子。那我们来看一下拍子的英文就是 beat, B-E-A-T, beat. Mm-hmm.
So as the article says, this rhythm makes both sides of the brain work. A rhythm, this is a difficult spelling, R-H-Y-T-H-M, rhythm, is the pattern of music caused by strong and weak beats like this. That's a rhythm. So we could say jazz music sometimes has very complicated rhythms.
That's true, but I just love it. Okay, 所以呢由于这个音乐刚刚我们提到每分钟有60拍那这样的节奏呢就可以促使左右两侧的大脑一起运作。那这里呢我们提到的 rhythm,、
mm-hmm.
就是指节奏或是韵律这样的意思啦。
The article mentioned your brain having two sides. The left side is good at math, science, and remembering things.The right side is more creative and better at art and imagination.、
Mm.
As the article says, when a person uses both sides of the brain at the same time, they can remember more information.
That's so cool. 那我们都知道我们有左右脑嘛。但是当人类同时使用两侧大脑的时候呢，你当然就可以记忆比较多的资讯哦。所以这是今天我们的分享。And now, I guess it's time to end the article.
All right. So today, we learned that listening to the right kind of music helps you study. What do you think of this idea, Laura?
I agree, and I'm going to make my students listen to Mozart from now on.
Okay, I also agree. I think music keeps the right side, the creative side of your brain busy, while your left side learns things.
Here's another interesting fact. Did、mm-hmm. you know that music helps animals as well as humans? For example, some types of music help hens lay more eggs and cows make more milk.
Really? That's cool.
I know.
That's really nice.、Mm. Okay.
Anyway, well, we're out of time, right?
Yeah, I'm going to go and play some music to a chicken and see what happens.
Cool.
We'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We'll vote for class president by a show of hands.
We'll vote for class president by a show of hands.
Hello everyone, I'm Zephyr. 很快就到了九月，也就是开学的季节，所以啊，接下来几天我们都会学到跟 class rules 班规 class rules 相关的句子。那么通常开学第一天最重要的事情就是选出班上的干部，特别啊是选出班长。 On the first day of school, we'll vote for class president by the show of hands. We'll vote for class president by a show of hands. 我们先看到 vote, V-O-T-E, vote 这个动词呢，就是投票选举、投票表决的意思。我还记得啊，以前我们班上在 vote 投票选举干部的时候，不知道为什么每个人都会很谦虚的说，不要选我啦，我没有很厉害。不过啊，能够被选上为同学服务，其实啊是一件很棒的事哦。特别是当你成为责任最重大的班长 class president， class president， president 的拼法是 P-R-E-S-I-D-E-N-T， president。你可能觉得很奇怪，说，哎 ，president 不是总统的意思吗？没错 ，president 指的是总统。但是啊 ，president 也可以指在一个团体中拥有最高地位的人，所以我们称呼一个班级的班长为 class president。我想你已经开始在烦恼要把票投给谁当班长喽 ？Who will you vote for class president？ 那么今天的小聚会就先告一段落 ，Don't forget to come back and join us next time。
We'll vote for class president by a show of hands.
We'll vote for class president by a show of hands.
Tip Chat! At last you try your best. Last! 你明知道我尽力了还是我最后一名啊。
如果不小心把 at least 小写了一个字母而变成了 at last， 意思可就差很大。因为 at least 是指至少的意思，后面一般可以接数字，像是每次出门前 I need at least 30 minutes to get dressed, put on makeup and do my hair。 at least 也可以接子句，像是如果考试啊或是比赛的时候很努力但是结果却不如意的话呢，你就可以这样安慰对方， Well, at least you tried your best， 就是至少你尽力了啦。而 at last 呢是表示终于怎么样或是最后怎么样怎么样，像是如果你等了一个人等了非常非常久而他终于出现的时候，你就会说 at last you're here， or we waited and waitedAnd at last, we got his call. 不过猜猜看，有 last 和 least 同时出现的 last but not least 这句话到底是什么意思呢？有没有觉得诶很耳熟呢？ We say last but not least when you mention the last person or thing in a list to emphasize that they are still important.所以在是致辞的时候或是演讲的时候，如果你要去介绍这个某个人很重要的出场呢，想要说虽然我是最后才提到这个人呢，可是他们还是很重要，你就会这么说啦。 Last but not least, let me introduce our guest speaker for tonight, Mr. 高以翔。
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
At least 是至少，而 at last 是最后终于。Last but not least 就是表示最后呢，但也很重要的是。
A plus Encyclopedia.
Music, music and mind.
What is the best music to listen to while studying? A. Baroque and Mozart. B. K-pop. C. Christmas carols. The answer is A. Baroque and Mozart. Listening to Mozart and Baroque music can help you learn better.Some benefits are higher test scores, shorter learning time, and fewer mistakes. Dr. Lozanov proved this when he studied a group of students. The students learned a foreign language faster when they listened to Baroque music. Why do these types of music help, but not others? It's because they have 60 beats per minute. This rhythm makes both sides of the brain work.When a person uses both sides of the brain at the same time, they can remember more information.